Hi, welcome to this week's episode of Real Talk. This is editor Krista Alarcon.
And staff writer Paige Barksdale.
And today we will be talking about prom. So prom was last weekend, and it was really, really, really fun.
It was super fun.
Just, I think the idea of prom is always, like, really exciting. And, I mean, I got really, really nervous, like, a couple of days
before. Yeah, so did I. Because I was, like, afraid that we were going to be hyping it up so much, and then it wasn't going to be everything that we thought it was going to be. But it was fun.
It was really, really fun. I mean, obviously, you have, like, it's a little awkward at first, but then after a while, it gets really fun. Like, you know, once more people start getting more comfortable, they start actually dancing and stuff. Right. And, I mean, just being able to get ready, like, with your friends, that's always fun. Like, we all got ready together, like, had pub subs.
Like, you made cupcakes. It a whole day event. Like,
it was really, really fun. Yeah,
nails done, hair's done, mm-hmm. hair done, and then, like, all get together and do your makeup and
everything. Like, I went and got my nails done at, like, 11, and then I went to your house at, like, what?
Two-ish? Yeah. And then we just chilled and did makeup and hair and listened to music.
And it was really fun just being with all the girls. Yeah. Just being able to do, like, it was just, like, very girlhood. Like, it was just so fun. Yeah. Like, listening to music, getting ready. Like, everyone was, like, you curled McKenna's hair, you curled Clara's hair. Like, it was just really, really fun being
able to. I'm so sorry.
And it was just a lot of fun. And then going and taking pictures with everyone. Even though my heels were absolutely horrid. I was going to say, even though
your heels were unwalkable.
Also, it doesn't help that I have plantar fasciitis.
Yeah. But we made it work. You had some supports to get from place to place. I did. Had to lean on our friends.
Connor and Jensen both did have to carry me into the restaurant.
Yeah.
But
your dad brought you a change of shoes, so that was good.
Yes, it was great. McKenna kept laughing because since I changed my shoes, my feet changed colors. So, that was great. And I mean, the bus ride there was really, really fun.
Dinner was great.
I did not love the dinner.
Oh, okay. So I liked the dinner.
But you had chicken tenders. And chicken tenders, you can't go wrong with chicken tenders. Yeah. Mine was just like the charcuterie board was good, but I wanted to go for something, like, cheap and easy, and
it was neither of those things.
It was cheap, but I got 4 pieces of toast, and a whole bunch of cheese, and a whole bunch of salami, and a whole bunch of pickled onions.
Yeah.
Like,
it was strange, but it was a nice restaurant, and it was fun to be with our friends, and, yeah. I feel like a lot of people went to, like, super fancy places, and they had to wait a long time, so I'm glad we didn't have to wait that long.
I'm also glad we had a good group, because I feel like that makes all the difference. Yeah. Like, if you're going with people you don't know, and people you don't really get along with, or people that just kind of, like, are just a random group of people, I just feel like it's not,
like,
fun.
You're not gonna have, like, that much fun.
You're not gonna have fun, period.
If you're not I feel like it's all about the people you surround yourself with.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it was, we had a really fun time, even though we got there, like, pretty early.
Yeah.
Like, ice cream sundae bar was so good.
Oh, yeah,
good.
It was so good.
That was so
the
delicious.
Venue was really nice.
It was. I liked it.
Yeah. Is that where it is next year, too?
Next year, it's going to be, I'm actually not super sure. Like, I think we're still figuring out the kinks and details of all of it all. But, you know, I think next year, we'll hopefully, we're trying to top this year.
Okay. Because one of our friend's moms told me that it was at the same place, just in a different room.
It might be, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're just going to have to figure it out. But I think it'll be fun next year, hopefully, too. And I hope we have, like, a similar group.
Yeah.
Because it was a good group of people. It was a good group.
It was fun. And then the bus ride back was very relaxing.
It was, except for some of the music choices that were made. See, they never ended up playing my song, I Love It by Icona Pop. I was quite upset. And then Jensen was like, it's just not the mood. But then I was like, oh, well. And then he played rap. And then I was like, so this is the mood? but it's okay. It was fine. Yeah. I ended up playing it on the car ride back with my dad.
Yeah. There you go.
So it was a fun time. And I mean, even after prom was fun, like, going back, and even though we couldn't get a seat at Waffle House anywhere, like, just going back to
We went to the gas station and got some snacks.
And then just went and hung out at our friend's house.
The
played chess and pool and watched Gilmore Girls.
Even though I am horrible at pool.
Even though I don't know how to play chess.
I think that's what makes it fun, if you don't really know what you're doing.
Yeah, and I think me and Mason played a solid,
40 minutes of pool.
Neither of us won. We just gave up because we couldn't get the ball in. It was not ideal.
I don't think anyone really understands the rules of pool fully.
Or chess.
Okay.
Who understands chess? Well,
that's the thing, because, I feel like there's so many little things. Whenever I was, quote-unquote playing chess, I would, move it, and they'd be like, no, you can only move that one backwards, upside down, and then you have to flip it in a circle. It's like, that makes no sense. Can we just play it like we're playing checkers? That would be so much easier.
See, when I was younger, I used to think I was a god at chess, because I had my cousin used to be in, a chess league, but he was, 2 years older than me, so I learned when I was, 5, and he was, 7, so obviously he did not teach me the right way to play chess, so for years, I thought I was a god at chess, and then my mom was like, no, you were literally, 5, and he was 7,
you don't
know how to play chess, your way of playing chess is not correct, so I taught my brother how to play that, and, it's...
Well, that's the problem, because I learned the way... One of my friends taught me how to play pool, which is not right. It's just, messing around and, just hitting balls into random pockets. And that's how I teach people how to play pool. So I don't know if it's actually correct or not.
I mean, our friend had to teach me the other day, too. So, I mean, I still don't really get it. And I don't know how to hold it properly. Sometimes I'll do the thingy and then it'll just won't hit the ball. So.
Yeah. Well, it's complicated, and then if you get the white ball in, you have to, move it behind the line, and, all this stuff.
I didn't know, why do you have to move it behind the line?
I don't know, if you get it in, then let's say you got the cue ball in, then I would take the cue ball out, and I get to put it where I want to, but it has to be behind the line to make it fair, so I couldn't just, hit it in perfectly.
Yeah, I guess so, but still, it's kind of frustrating, I mean...
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, okay, back to prom, we kind of got a little sidetracked there, even just, I feel like the ride there was really fun.
Yeah.
And, everyone being able to choose their music, or, all of us being able to, just play different types of music was fun.
And it was not, I don't know.
And, again, it helps when you're not with a random group of people. So, I mean, you're able to actually, show off your personality,
Yeah, well, and it was with people we were good friends with.
Exactly, because if you're with people you don't really know, and you're not really friends with...
It's going to be an awkward ride there and
awkward.
Back.
And then, if you're not, singing... Because what if you get embarrassed? Me, personally, I don't get embarrassed of doing anything.
Right, right. No one in that bus was embarrassed.
Absolutely not.
When Dark Horse came on, you best believe everyone was singing.
Every male was singing.
Anyway.
But it was really fun.
It was fun. I really liked seeing all the different types of dresses. That's
me
what
too.
I really liked.
Me too.
There was... Because the theme of prom was garden party?
Night in the garden. I'm pretty sure.
So there were some people that, stuck to that and did, florally dresses.
Not a lot of people did the Easter prom dress.
Yeah. Because I feel like it's not... They're just not prom-y, you know?
It's not prom. Yeah. Prom is about pretty
sparkles. But I, so I saw some of those, and then I saw, the sequiny
mm-hmm.
dresses, and then yours was the ball gown, princessy with the tulle.
Same with McKenna's. That
yeah,
really
those were so pretty. And then there were some that were the big ball gown ones. Those were cool.
Those were, I liked those. They kind of reminded me of Kinsey dresses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think it was cool. I mean, it's a nice concept for sure. And I mean, I just like being able to see everyone.
Everyone all done up and everyone all mm-hmm. happy.
I think it was entertaining for sure. And even though it was awkward a little bit at first, I think
we warmed up to it.
Once people got a little bit more warmed up, they were able to get more into it.
Yeah. Well, there was a dance circle at one point.
Oh yeah.
You were in the dance
you
circle
best
at
believe,
one point.
You best believe. As soon as there is a dance circle, I will be.
In dead center.
You will not see me. as soon as the dance floor opens up and people are on it, you best believe you will not see me for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Unless you are in that dance circle with me.
Yeah. Another thing is the music was... It was good music, but the way they mashed it up was...
And the transition
was really strange. Because it would be, like, a good song, and I'd be like, hey, I know this song. This is a good song. But then it would be, like, sped up or slowed down, and then, like, mashed up with another song, and everyone would be like, huh, that's a choice.
My personal favorite is when they played two Travis Scott songs, like, back-to-back, and then they just played Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah.
How do those fit together?
Yeah.
Absolutely. No
idea.
Clue.
Yeah.
Also, did you request any songs? Because I feel like none of the songs I requested got put on.
No, you mean on the form?
Yeah.
I requested Feather by Sabrina Carpenter, Bejeweled by Taylor Swift, mm-hmm. and probably like some random Baby Keem song or something. I don't know. Some other song. But I didn't hear any of mine.
Yeah, no. I requested We Are the People by Empire of the Sun, Time to Pretend by MGMT, and, I mean, I think I'm trying to think what the last one was.
Yeah, I don't remember what my third one was.
It may have been Murder on the Dance Floor, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, I didn't hear.
Don't quote me on that, but I didn't hear any of those. Like, I just... The music was definitely a choice. I mean, I feel like...
Well, did you see the guy doing the DJ? He had his... You could go... If you went up to the front by his DJ booth, you could scan his Venmo and, like, Venmo request a song. Like, that's how you could, like, get your oh song to the top of the queue, is you would, like, Venmo
really?
Him.
I did not realize that. That's really funny.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
There's also... I'm trying to think. There's other food besides ice cream. I just didn't get any.
I know there were tacos.
And there was like, there was mini chicken sandwiches that one of our friends ate like six of.
What?
I didn't have any, but
I know.
He told me they were good.
Yeah. I'm sure. Especially having six. No, but I also heard there was like a s'mores bar where you could roast like the mini marshmallows.
We didn't get
any. I just got some ice cream sundae.
The ice cream sundae was good.
That was bussy.
Yeah. What about the camera thing? We didn't do that. The line was too long. The spinny thing?
I just don't think those things are super worth it. I definitely prefer like more photo boothy type things.
Yeah.
I don't
it would have been cute to get photo booth pictures.
Like, I would have loved to get a little photo booth thing. But, I mean, it was still really, really fun.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm just upset, like, no one had, like, any get-togethers or anything, like, afterwards. Like, nothing. Because usually, like, you know.
Yeah, everyone, like, goes to Waffle House mm-hmm. and stuff.
But, I mean, Waffle House was pretty busy, but it wasn't with, like, people we knew. It was just kind of, like, random people.
Yeah. Well, our chess game was fun.
Yes, it was. And so was our pool game.
Yeah.
So that was good.
And then my pool partner got appendicitis.
R.I.P. Mason.
R.I.P. Mason. He's good, though. He's okay. He's out of surgery. He's back home.
But yeah, I think it was really, really fun.
I'm excited for next year.
Me too.
Because next year it'll probably be roughly the same group of people.
And I think it'll be, like, in a similar location as long as, like,
everything gets planned out smoothly over the next couple months or whatever.
And I hope we have a good theme, too.
I think, someone said something about masquerade.
That's what I'm...
Hoping for?
That's what I'm voting on. Like, okay. I'm on board for that stuff, so we have to figure out, but that's what I'm hoping for.
That would be really cool.
I wanted to do Great Gatsby, but Macintosh is doing Great Gatsby this year, so I really don't want to copy Macintosh, because then they're going to be like... Oh, you copy our theme, baby.
Yeah, they would.
And
what does Spencer say? Like the school that wears green.
It's that one school down the street that wears green.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That one. Well, that was our real talk. Thank you so much for joining. This has been editor Krista Alarcon
and staff writer Paige Barksdale. Thank you so much.
Please be sure to follow us on social media at SMHS Prowler and read more Panther news at the
prowlernews.org. Thank you.